Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 597 again. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Welcome, friends.
Hello. We had some difficulties last week with our episode.
It was one lost to the black hole of podcast.
Yeah, we got done recording and then we're talking and all of a sudden my power shoots goes off.
And no backup, and it had not completed exporting yet.
No.
So the whole show was gone.
Yep.
And then as happens, life was in the way and busy. And so we didn't have a chance to record a makeup episode. So this is that makeup episode.
Mm-hmm.
A week late.
Yeah. So the power outage caused because my wife's hair dryer shot a circuit and flipped all the breakers downstairs. Well,
now I wasn't sure if you were going to throw her under the bus or not.
No. It was weird because it was only like the three bedrooms.
Yeah.
That had no power, and then the hallway going downstairs. But everything else, like the living room, still had power. My dad was out there watching TV. The kitchen light was still on. The bathroom light was good. It was just the way the house is wired.
Now, has this been a problem before with that?
Just recently. It's probably the second time the switch blew since she's had this hair dryer, which is she's had a hair dryer for about a year.
So it wasn't as if she knew she was rolling the dice.
Right.
She didn't know it would do that.
Right.
Now, how did you handle the situation?
I just said, oh, well, I had it go down there, flip it on, come back in here, dealt with this. And then I was just trying to dry my hair.
And you kept it cool.
Yeah.
You weren't I just told her, 5 minutes.
No, I just told her that. I was like, hey, look, that's why we need a new house. So we don't have to worry about shit like this.
I like how you escalated all the way to like, well, the house is no good anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's on everything. Anything that goes on is like, well, if we had a new house. Like we had it, you know, you get let us use the AC unit for the window unit, and told her something to say, hey, we wouldn't have to worry about this if we had a central heat and air in a new house.
Well, yeah. I mean, my central air and heat does not work correctly, so it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, right.
Although I also feel like I need a new house a lot of the times, but it's been so hot lately. It may be unfair to say it's not working good. It's just when days are back to back, you know, 100 degrees, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard on any system. And I don't have a large home, but, it struggles to keep it cool. I mean, even with it set low, it'll get up to 74, 75.
Oof.
And I don't like it that way.
I saw some news article about 2 weeks ago or something. And they were saying that people need to start setting their AC at 80 degrees.
Need to? Why?
Yeah. So I'll just get, it'll save you money. Just set it at 80 degrees. Like, yeah, you come. Yeah. Let's say your AC unit. It was like one of those political congressmen, senator, or something like that.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to set mine to 80. So,
no.
I'll just not have any at 80. I mean, your house probably maintained relatively that temperature with nothing running.
Yeah.
No thanks. Anyways, it's been hot. It's crispy. Last 2 days, yesterday and today, I think are both 96. Feels like over 100. I don't know if you spent any time outside yesterday. Miserable.
Yeah, it was bad.
I chose to mow yesterday because that's what I do.
I actually wore shorts out for the first time yesterday.
Mm. Now I mowed in full gear. I don't waver.
Right. No sunburn. On
the
long sleeve,
the pants. Nope. Look at me. I'm fine. I look good. I was outside for hours yesterday. I look fine.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take care of yourself, people.
Yeah.
You gotta look stupid when you're outside doing stuff like that so that you don't burn.
Don't burn, you don't get spots or whatever on you.
Yeah, dude, I was probably outside in the brunt of the heat for 4 hours yesterday.
Ooh.
And I look completely fine today. Did I have a heat stroke? Maybe.
Right.
Do I have one every other weekend? Possibly.
Yeah, my neighbor, they had someone come over and cut their grass, and he's in a ride along where he had a big, huge like hat.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm going to upgrade to one of those.
He had that thing was massive. I'm like, damn, he can't even see to cut grass. It kept on like flopping down in his face. So you just seen his jerking his head back.
So let me tell you the problem, because I have a bucket hat that's not exaggerated like that, but I have a bucket hat that I'm more than fine to wear outside.
Yeah.
I wear earmuffs. Do I cut slits in there? Like, how am I supposed to make this work? Because the bucket hat ain't bucketing once you put muffs over it.
Right.
Then you have like a Crocodile Dundee safari hat because the sides are flipped up,
mm-hmm.
which is a look, but it's not, I need it. I'm not doing it for looks. I'm doing it for the, for the sunshade. So I end up wearing just a ball cap. Yeah, so how do you wear a muff with that, though?
Right.
Because I'm big on the hearing protection. Unless there's some muff technology I don't know about. Maybe it goes around the back of the head. Doesn't seem like it would be stable, though. Do I need to find a bucket hat that has built-in muffs?
I don't
have a fan built in?
Those are speakers.
Oh, that guy looks like a dumbass.
He did.
And I know I look stupid out there mowing, too, so.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, look at
okay,
that.
Okay, so I didn't purchase this exact one, but I purchased a similar model. But it didn't have the slits for the muffs to come through like that. I like that. Is that allowing for headphones? Or look, go back up that picture.
Yeah, headphones.
Go to the top one. Yeah, it's a set of muffs. Yeah, that's good. That's $60. This is like a cap that he's found that has a drape in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Like a wave cap type deal. But then on the front, it's a bucket hat. But it has the slots I was talking about in order to put the... It's got snaps. So you put your muffs over it and then snap it. That thing's $55, but I'm telling you, that's not bad. I'm considering it. I'll probably find the same thing on Amazon for like 20, but I would consider that.
Yep, K-Tech.
Now, do you wear a hat when you mow, or you just go out there and let the sun do its thing?
No, I have a hat.
You're wearing like a ball cap, though.
It's just a baseball, yeah.
That's what I'd use most of the time because of the muff situation. Now, you don't use hearing protection.
No, yeah, I have earbuds in.
But you're not wearing anything for the noise. You're just putting in more noise.
Yeah, but that electric lawnmower I have is not really loud, and the electric weed ear is not really loud either.
You got to protect the hearing.
Yeah, so I have I could probably use these. These are pretty good sound canceling.
Yeah, you should protect the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the back of your neck? You just letting it burn?
Oh, no, I put lotion on.
Okay.
Here's one.
Yeah, that one's good, too. It's a little more army than I like. Also, I like the neck protection on the other. Because what I do is take a little towel that I have, a little sweat towel, and I drape it around the back of my neck.
So here's that same one without the strap.
Yeah, I gotta have the holes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're looking at all these, and there are people who can pull these off. First off, these ladies, they look fine in everything. These guys, though, they look like dipshits, and I know that's how I look. I'm that guy right there, out there mowing, with long sleeves on, sometimes high viz.
Yep.
Looking like just a total tool. But I'll take it over the sun damage.
Oh, look at this guy.
That's a tiny bucket hat, and that looks dumb.
Yep.
If you're going to wear one, commit. Now, I've seen the big hats like you were talking about. There is a limit where it's diminishing returns. You're right. That guy's probably hitting trees and fences and everything.
Yeah, his was bigger than this.
Yeah. Now, I've thought about putting just a roof on my mower. But my yard's not really made for, like, I got some overgrowth around my fence line that would make that hard. But they do make a roof attachment for my mower that I could put on there, and that would help some.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to burn. That's all it's about. It's not about anything else. I just don't want to burn. Now, I used to be more of a psychopath, and I used to wear a respirator when I mowed also.
Yeah, because of allergies, right?
Yeah, because it's really tough on my allergies. I have since decided not to do that, and it was strictly because of the heat thing.
Oh, there you go. You can get that. Cover your face up.
That's awesome, but
more allergies.
Does it have the holes, though?
No, it does not have the holes.
I got to do that. I'm pro-muff.
There's what it looks like.
Yeah, you look like a bandito in that thing. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's like a beard pouch on the front.
Like a ninja.
See that little spot of an exposed neck right there, though?
Yeah.
What are we doing about that? I don't want to burn a triangle in. See failure points on that one. I do like it, though. He's got some sunshades on, too. That dude's looking like a mowing ninja.
Yeah, that's how this guy's looked.
That is such a big hat. Yeah. It's big on the back. It's not as big on the front, so you can see.
Well, he kept on having to flip the front up.
Oh, but look how his whole neck is protected, though.
Yeah, the back of it.
Yeah. Well, just make sure you're protecting yourself out there. I won't harp on about the sun, but it does damage.
Now, what time did you actually cut? Was it like afternoon? Like
No, I cut. I started early yesterday. I think I started cutting at like 9.
Oh, that wasn't bad then.
What do you mean? It was 90 degrees.
Yeah, but the time, the sun's not like, it's out, but not like overhead where you're.
Did you mow yesterday?
No, I did not mow.
Okay, then. It was hot. it was hot at 9 a.m. The sun was out. Yeah, it could have been worse. The afternoon was much worse.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the heat and the sun, it was really blaring. I started early. I don't like to start when the grass is still wet. It was damp in the shady spots when I started.
Yep.
Because we get a thing called dew down here in the South that you may be unfamiliar with in other areas.
Yeah, it's always humid.
But right. It is. The grass is wet like it rained every morning.
All right. Before we get off the lawnmower, someone at work showed me this, so I wanted to see if you've ever seen these. They're electric lawnmower, like remote control.
I have seen them.
Man, the video he was showing me, that thing was badass.
Yeah, but you have to, like, control it.
Yeah, you have to control it. And they have them apparently over, like, in China, like, crazy.
If I'm going to stand out there and control it, I might as well just mow it.
Yeah, but it was neat. I saw that, and I was like, man, I said, that'd be kind of cool.
I still think I'm at the same point where, like, the auto mowers are a great... They make sense, right? Because they don't require anything from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mole problem around here is an issue for them. The extreme climate changes can be an issue. But that's what I think the future is. If I still have to control it, I think I'm like, that guy's not saving any time.
No.
He's just standing beside it and controlling it instead of mowing it.
I was trying to see, but.
He's in the gear too, like he's mowing, which I love.
Yeah.
I love that he got dressed to go mow so that he could just remove that remote control mower. People hate when we talk about lawnmowers, you think, and mowing?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's on them, though.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, how you used to talk about all your smart home stuff for years, and the only person that really hated it was Dan.
Yeah, Dan hated everything, so that vote doesn't even count.
Right.
You know, I feel like I was on the forefront of the smart home revolution.
Yeah, I think
I got in it when it was bad. Like when shit broke every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy now. It just works now. And there are so many affordable options now. You could really make your home as smart or as dumb as you want pretty effectively and pretty reasonably.
And it's not just the smart stuff you get. You were electric. I mean, you're one of the first people that was everything electric.
Yeah. Yep. I sound like a hippie, but I'm not. I just, everything is for me is like a convenience thing. I hate going to get gas for my mower. Mm-hmm. I hate having to keep the gas somewhere. I hate the way it smells. I hate getting it on my hands.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, I'm like, oh, this is the future. It's like, this seems like a good move for me.
Yeah, we had two tanks or two big, huge water gas gallons things for a kerosene.
Yeah.
Cause we bought a kerosene heater to 1 year when our power went out. And then, but by the time we came back home, the power was on and then we were able to return the heater, but we couldn't return the kerosene.
Have you ever used a kerosene heater?
No.
So growing up, we had a house that we had to heat with kerosene heaters. I don't think used something where I was so sure it was going to burn a house down. Like, cause you smell it.
Yeah.
It clearly looks like it could any second just burn the house down. It is sketchy heat. And we did that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a old gas stove that was in the living room and it would in the dining room area and it would get like glowing hot on the top. Mm. Yeah. Some sketchy ways to heat a house, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You do what you gotta do because being cold sucks too.
Yeah, it does. So we looked at getting one of those in that current house, one of those electric battery things that if your power goes out, you can plug everything in. But it was like $3,000 or $4,000 for it. And I was like, we could just do something else with that money and put something in the house that, I mean, essential heat and air was about $5,000.
Yeah. So I have the little one beside me. That's the portable that takes my Ego batteries.
Mm-hmm.
It won't run my whole house, but what it will do is keep the stuff from my refrigerator from going bad.
Yeah.
It will allow me to, if I wanted to hook the coffee machine up, if I wanted to run some lights, You know, if my primary focus every time the power's gone out is I unplug the fridge, I get it hooked up in there and I get it running.
Yeah.
On a 4 stack of batteries I put in there, it'll run the fridge for like 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I put that in there. I charge the phones with it. It's all I need out of it because it keeps me from throwing away a couple $100 worth of groceries.
Right. So could you just ask, because I'm going to ask a dumb question. Could you take one of the batteries out? Because you said you can just rotate the batteries in and out and then hook a charger up to it and then charge one battery while it's the other one's being used?
So you're asking me to break the some Inception stuff. Can I plug a charger into the generator?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Technically, yes, but would it draw more?
Here's what you can't do. This charger will charge batteries, and it also will give power out. It won't do those two things at the same time.
Okay.
But could you break it by plugging a charger into it and then charging said battery? Yes. Would it take the same amount of battery to charge a battery as it would to... Like, would it take a full battery to charge a battery? I don't know. I don't know how that works. I never tried it. I should check into that. So what I did, I have plenty of batteries, so I was okay.
You had this big one, the big one?
Uh-huh, that's the one I have. So when my stepdad lost power, he had a tornado, you know, go through the area. When he lost power, I brought this to his house. And I'm lucky enough that I have enough batteries that I can rotate four in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would bring him four charge batteries. I would take those four charge batteries home or dead batteries home. I would charge those and I would bring them back and swap them. And I was able to keep him in power. I mean, he went without power for almost 2 weeks and he was able to run the entire time on that generator.
Yeah.
The thing I like about that generator over others, and this is the same thing I say about most things, is the batteries are removable. So if you buy a nice all-in-one unit and those batteries are ever compromised, it's no good anymore. I can just get new batteries.
Yeah.
There are much more capable units than the Ego one. And the Ego one, I think, is too expensive for what it is. But that's true with everything that I buy that's Ego. It's all too expensive. Because you're buying it a lot of times without batteries or with two batteries. You're not buying that thing with four batteries.
Yeah.
Now, I was able to get mine through a friend. A friend bought it for me off of Facebook Marketplace. He found it. He bought it, and I paid $400 for it.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Yeah, with no batteries. Click on that one.
So is that one same without the batteries? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it without the batteries. I was able to get that for $400. It's $500 right now, 17% off.
Normally 600.
Yes. Oh, you're not logged in. It is free Prime too. Effectively, if you have batteries, all you do is slide your batteries in there and you're good to go. They also make a solar attachment for it. So you can plug that up there and you have a solar panel you can put outside and it'll charge the batteries that way.
Yeah. Just thought I saw that on something like that.
Sort of. Yeah. It's this flip out solar panel and you just run it back to the machine. But I want to be clear. You can't charge the unit and use the unit at the same time.
Okay.
So you can't hook the solar to that and then plug things into it and expect it to charge itself while also powering something. It is one mode or the other. So it's either in charge mode or it's in like power mode. So that kind of sucks a little bit. Yeah, there's their chart. They're coming out with a bigger 200 watt also. Their solar panels are overpriced, but you know, if you want the branding,
mm-hmm.
There's the bigger one. There's the 200.
Yeah, they have it listed
$600 for a 200 watt panel. You could probably find that for $200 for a different brand. But yeah, that thing has been a lifesaver. But I probably use it 3 times a year. You know, it's probably what I would use it. But I will say the time he was without power after the tornado made my purchase of that worth it.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has a stand up freezer and a refrigerator, and he rotated them out during the day. Where he would plug the freezer up for a while and then switch to he put thermometers in them. And once they dropped down, he would swap them. And he was able to keep his food good for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Just using my battery powered one. So I think something like that's nice to have if you can afford it, just to throw in a closet and know it's there if you need it.
Yeah.
But it's expensive to get into because of you know, it's not something you're going to use every day. But I think you're right. If you have $3,000 to spend, there's a better place to put your money.
Yeah.
If I ever built a house, I would build it where it had generator hookup for it, so I could hook a generator up. And then I would probably go ahead and install a whole home generator so that if the power ever goes out, it would just kick on and I could run the full house.
Doesn't those Tesla battery things?
The power walls. Yeah, they'll do it too.
Yeah.
Yep. But you know, with that, you only have the juice of whatever's stored in the power wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll get you there for a little while.
Yep.
Should we talk about what we played? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Cause mine's probably, very light. So I didn't play anything until our gamer night multiplayer game. And then I played a little bit yesterday, and that's the only, I only played 2 days. So yesterday I played a little bit of Fallout, and then I played, Minecraft for about an hour.
We've been talking about Minecraft. I think we would like to play Minecraft too. We need to talk about getting the realm going back. Let's talk about the multiplayer game. It was week 3 of Sea of Thieves.
Yep, we had to skip a week because of the holiday.
Yep, this time we decided to do the Jack Sparrow DLC or update, whatever you want to call it. It's free. It's in the game. Dead Man Tell No Tale, I think it's called, something like that.
Yeah.
We decided to do like part one of that. So it's the first time we've really focused on a story-based mission. Before, we just did some collecting of treasure, and then the second time we really just kind of sailed around and found what we could find. Did some pillaging. What did you think of this?
See, I enjoy when we do stuff like, we actually have a goal.
So I told friend of the show Marshall 205, it's his game, I told him that was our best week of it.
Yeah,
in my opinion, because we had a goal, everybody was involved, it has a clear definitive end. And we were able to start and play through that section relatively within the time frame that we normally stop. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. We talked shit to each other. Everybody was involved. I think Patman was a little checked out, but not too bad.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
You stole a ship.
I did steal a ship. So here's the deal. I don't like to grief people. I don't like chaos. I don't like all that. I want to just play the game and enjoy it. But friend of the show, Marshall 205, was a very sleepy boy when we played.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so tired. And he was trying to tough it out, but he couldn't. But this gentleman approached us, one single gentleman on a boat, on a schloop.
Yep. He waved.
He sailed up to us. He's talking to us, you know, through the auto chat. He seems cordial. He's waving. I'm waving back. We're having a good moment. Well, he jumps in the water and starts swimming over to the boat. While this is happening, friend of the show, Marshall 205, he slept through all the pleasantries.
Right.
He doesn't know they've happened. He comes to, and there's a guy climbing up the side of his ship. So he does, I guess, what any pirate would do, and he shoots the guy in the face and knocks him back off the boat. Then the guy goes around back, and I'm like, well, now all hell is broke loose, because now this guy is going to have to go on the defensive because he shot him after we lured him in with our kindness. Me not wanting to be a part of that said, let me see if I can de-escalate the situation. So what I did was jump off of our boat, swim over to his boat. I commandeered said boat and I took it to the next island over. I didn't crash it. I didn't wreck it. I didn't sink it. I took it over there and I parked it because I know he has the ability to respawn back on his boat.
Right.
I took it over there. I docked it, dropped the anchor, put the sails up. I put it just like I found it. And then I jumped in the water and teleported. Well, was going to teleport back to our boat. That was my plan.
But you stole his monkey first.
That was my monkey.
No, you stole his monkey.
I have access to that monkey.
But you stole that monkey.
Here's what happened. I had planned to teleport back to our boat. But what happened is he teleported back before I had done that. So then I was just in his crow's nest. I don't think he had any idea I was on the ship. And I just sailed around with him.
Right.
But he went back over towards us, and I thought it was going to cause some drama, but it turns out he just left, and that was the direction he was going.
Yeah.
There's my monkey, the purple amethyst monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a Twitch reward. Yeah, it's a Twitch Prime thing. That's what I was trying to tell friend of the show, Marshall 205. That's how I got him.
Yeah.
Now, the way Marshall 205 tells that story is different. He says he knew the guy was being pleasant, but he won't let anyone board the ship, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you what happened is he woke up, and there was a stranger coming on the ship, and he didn't know what to do.
Yep.
So he shot. He created chaos where there wasn't. So I commandeered a ship. I relocated it. The guy understood. We just didn't want him near us, I think. I don't like to grief people. That game is fun, but I think it's less fun when everybody's going on. But in all things, Marshall 205 he has an itchy trigger finger. You know, he shot cannons at people. That's just what he does.
Yeah.
He likes to get in the shit because he had numbers.
Yeah. And he's like, if you're going to do that, let us know. Hey, let's go battle a ship. Let everyone make sure you have ammo and cannonballs. And
so I think the plan is for next week to run the next leg of the Dead Man Tell No Tale thing. And just go with that. And then we're going to switch to, it's my turn after that. So I'm not picking a game, anything like this. So
I would like to continue playing this.
I would play Sea of Thieves. I mean, I would continue to play Sea of Thieves. There's been a handful of games that we've done on game night that I would continue to play, but we just never do.
Yeah.
It just takes somebody to send out a text message.
Yeah, if we just do a mission here and there, hey, we're on one mission, we're done. What I don't like about this is every time you log in, you lose everything you store, like in your containers.
Do you?
Yeah, because every time we log back in, nothing's in there. Like we had all those glowing orb, like cannonballs, all gone. All the food's gone.
Yeah, I don't guess I've paid attention to it, but I guess that makes sense that it doesn't store it. I don't know.
So, you know, hopefully we've been good about anything we take, we go sell it.
Yeah. You got to get the treasure sold. I do know that it doesn't stay with you.
Yeah, but anything you have in the ship, it just doesn't stay.
So we have one more week of it. I would definitely like to finish the Jack Sparrow stuff, and I want to play the Monkey Island stuff. So I would like to keep running through that with everybody if they want. My game is vastly different than this. It's much more of a party game.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that we would be overwhelmed by playing this and that at the same time. So that's just my thought. The only other thing I played was Party Animals and My Time in Sandrock, which I've continued to play.
Yeah, because you guys were talking about that.
My Time in Sandrock, maybe I didn't, I guess no one's heard the last week's podcast. So My Time in Sandrock is the sequel to, I think, My Time in Porsche, I think it's called. But it's a city builder collect-a-thon. You would love it. It's got farming in it. It's got upgrades in it. It's free on Game Pass, and we're doing the My Time in Sandrock online, which lets you have up to 4 people in there, all playing towards the same goal, and you have missions and things like that, town folk. There's farming, there's building, there's fighting. There's everything in there, and so we've been playing that. It's a little janky, but it's fun. We've been having a good time with that. So we've been doing that. What's cool about it is when you start a town, I started a town, he has access to my town anytime he wants.
Okay.
So without paying anything, without doing anything, if you're on my town, you can just go to it. And I think that's really cool because he gets on and plays when I'm not on and vice versa. And we're working towards a common goal. And when I log on, I get all the credit for it as well. So see if on the Xbox, there is a My Time in Sandrock and a My Time in Sandrock online. I don't know if buying the full game gives you access to the online or what. If you have to buy something different. But the game was it
$30? Yeah, just the basic, $39.99.
It's $40. But it is on Game Pass, and it's on Game Pass PC also. And it's also cheaper on Steam, I think. So check it out in those other places. But if you want it on PlayStation, it is $40. It's fun though. It's not a perfect game. I will tell you, we played the Frontier Lightyear, the mech farming game. I think is a more rounded game, but has way less. It's a more better executed game with far less in it.
Right.
Which is early access, so that makes sense. But it has far less in it. My Time in Sandrock has a ton in it, but it's not as thoughtful. It's a lot of crafting, though. It's like, get the materials to make this machine. Now you can make these things. So now that you can make this machine, it's a lot of that.
So it says here that when it comes out on PlayStation, it did not release as 11 November 2nd. The co-op features will not be included at launch.
I wonder if they're going now. I don't know. I've only ever checked it on Xbox.
So June 20th, let's see, Xbox and PC, Nintendo Switch.
It looks like everything got a multiplayer update.
Yeah, so they all have it now. Get it for Switch too, huh?
Yeah. Scoop it up, start playing on our town. Now the super the Switch World Championship, that's soon, right?
Yeah. Oh, so this is the other one, My Time
My Time in
Portal.
Porsche, yeah. That was the first one.
Yeah, so for Switch, it's also $40.
When is the Nintendo World Championship come out?
That's Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll have that to talk about. I look forward to try to beating your times on things and vice versa. I would like to convince some of the other guys to get it. I did get Week and I pre-ordered the Dredge Collector's Edition.
Oh, nice.
I did it for Switch though. That way I would have it over there as well.
Now we can just get them to get the game at it's only $29.99, just the game. They don't have to get the collector's edition or deluxe edition.
It would be fun to play, I think, because there's the leaderboards, and so I think like getting on and seeing that Pac-Man beat me, and you know me chasing his time, and you getting on and seeing that Howard beat you and chasing his time. I think it would be fun. But yeah, I did get the Dredge Collector's Edition. I did it through Amazon. That top link there. It was still available for everything. It's $100. That's the version I did, the Switch. They have PS5 also. Supposed to release November 19th. I just think about how much I love that game, and I think I'll regret not getting it.
Yeah.
So I just broke down and did it. Also, my Lego Snack Shack processed.
I saw mine did too. I was going to ask you that
Yeah,
later.
so
So my other one
lots.
is not my, that the big one is not, but other people have it. So I'm like, okay, where's mine at?
Huh. Yeah, my Snack Shack process. So lots of goodies on its way that I've already paid for, which I mean, in the moment it sucks to pay for it and not get it, but it's nice to like have it coming now.
Yeah.
Which I guess I didn't pay for the Snack Shack until it shipped, but still I had agreed, I guess.
No, they took my money out like right away.
Well, maybe they did then. It's weird. It's just like it acted like it just processed when they sent me the email.
Yeah, it's like, hey, just let you know, here's the receipt for it.
Yeah.
And
But
I already seen the Snack Shack selling for over $100. Like people have already posting it.
it's wild.
All right, so that's all you played,
That's
just
all I
the
played.
two. So no Portal, no Steam Deck.
No, I downloaded some new stuff for the Steam Deck. Nothing that I want to play on the Portal. I think the Portal takes a special kind of game, and I don't have anything right now that I want to play on the Portal.
Now Dredge DLC comes out maybe.
Maybe it's coming out in August.
Yeah, I gotta decide if I'm gonna get one and take it with me to Florida when I go on vacation.
If you have good Wi-Fi, I think it'll be useful.
Yeah, it says it has Wi-Fi, but I don't know how good it's going to be.
Yeah.
All right, so you just want to get into some news?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so first big news, PlayStation Stars is back. It's,
Yes.
it says it finally came back online in North and South America. Checked yesterday morning. I was good. I guess everyone will check, but you, for some reason, I guess didn't work for you.
Yeah, everybody was good except for me yesterday, but mine did start working last night.
Okay, nice. Did you see the free things you did get? They gave you a couple things.
The only thing free I saw was the Days of Play collectible. I didn't see anything else that was free.
They should have gave you a Ghostbusters thing too.
The Stay Puft, the mini puff.
Stay Puft Mini Puff would have been a free one.
I have it. It didn't alert me that I have it, but I see it in my collection. So it looks like it gave like Days of Play, PlayStation 4 console, Mini Puffed Mischief, Mayan Robot, and Community Challenge. Look like they all came in.
Now, did you see the new rewards they're adding? The digital collectibles where you get like little pins. And then they have postcards.
I'll tell you what's misleading about those pins is they look like they're real. And I feel like some people are going to get bamboozled. It clearly says digital, but people don't read.
Yeah, they've
This
added
is
a
digital collectible, but then it says Nathan Drake enamel pin. It looks like it's something they're going to ship you.
Then they added digital, I mean, a PlayStation Store reward, so you can get a shark card, a couple games, NBA 2K24, some currency, some Helldivers currency.
Dredge still up for 6,200 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I have 5,000 points, 5,291 points.
I'm at 8,588.
So, you know, at 5,000, you have enough for a $20 PlayStation card. So don't sleep on PlayStation Stars.
Yeah. You can probably get anywhere from, you can probably get about 100 points a month. And then if you buy the game, that they tell you, you get, you know, 100, 200 stars or points for that. All right, so PlayStation Stars is back, which is good. Next little thing, PlayStation added some games to their premium extra. My renewals comes up this in like a couple days. I got to decide if I'm going to keep the high-end one or stay with the lower-end one. But this week, or this month, they're giving you the Jackbox Party Pack 9, No More Heroes, Pathfinder, Remnant 2, Mountain Blade 2, Bannerlord, and Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Not a really hellstellar game that I would play.
Jackbox would be a blast with everybody.
So looks like they've added Deadcraft for PlayStation 4, Steep, Job Simulator for VR 2 and on there. That's neat. And then Summoner, which I had a little article on Summoner. I was going to say, but we'll skip over that. See, Ratchet Clank and Jenna the Arc. Some free games. All right, next one. So Sony is bringing back this, I guess they patented a little bit more thing on the Sony hot and cold controller that they're going to come out with. Basically, if you're hot, your hands are hot, it'll cool them off with fans. If your hands are cold, it'll heat it up. Which I think it's neat that the innovation that there's still someone's trying to do in the gaming world with the controllers.
Yeah, I guess I don't know where I stand on this. The idea is neat. You know what my thought was when we first talked about this is like, I think I just want my controller to be cold all the time.
Yeah.
So that it does, so that I don't get hot hands. The idea of it getting hot and people's hands getting sweaty on it when they're holding it is gross to me.
Because it almost already gets hot anyway sometimes. It depends on the controller.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of heat.
Yeah, I don't know if I want people just getting hot, sweaty, nasty hands on their controller. But a cool controller sounds nice. It sounds pleasant.
Mm-hmm. So they talk about two new PlayStation VR 2 games coming out. One's called Frenzies. It's a multiplayer. It actually looks pretty fun. I'm going to show you a little bit on it. Just running around.
Yeah, it looks fast paced for VR. Fast paced is always scary because people be puking, but it looks fast paced and fun.
Yeah, just getting someone in has more of a not Fortnite, but has that little vibe. Looks like everyone has a different kind of skin.
Yeah, it's very neon-y and bright.
So they did that one, and then they did Metro. Metro Awakening is also going to be doing a. And that one has a scary look to it in VR.
Yeah, I don't have any experience with Metro, but people love those games. So
yeah. So I'm just glad you're going on. I'm not going to play the video. Astro's Playroom, second update, is now available. And it has special bots in the game. So you can unlock the special bots. The first one's Lady Mara. And there's where some bots are. Let me show you the four. Apparently you're getting four of them as the month goes by. So June was this person sitting on a chair. I didn't even know they had it. July is this little space.
I think that first one is from Bloodborne.
And then maybe. You have August and September. So they're...
The last one's for sure Ape Escape.
Yeah. Can't tell what this is because he's sitting down.
It almost gives me like a... what's the Kojima game?
Metal Gear?
No. The last Death Stranding.
Oh, Death Stranding.
Almost gives me like baby vibes there.
Yeah.
So this is to go in the Astro Playroom that's already out.
Yeah, and it's actually you get trophies. So there's more trophies. They add missions to get trophies. So I'm gonna have to.
So can you still get the June or is it gone?
Oh no, you can still get it. Cause I guess you have to play that mission or that.
So it doesn't go away. You just have to. And does it give it to you like that costume in game in the new Astrobot?
I think so.
Am I reading into that too much, or is that what it does?
Explorers receive. Everybody, go to Rescue 3. So you rescue, you go on a mission to rescue the 300 bots crew who got scattered all over the galaxies. Oh, that's the
yeah,
new game.
Take them with you to the new game.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. I love the idea of sending people back to the other game to get them to get something for the new game. I beat Astro's Playroom. I think I platinumed it.
Yeah, so it says they hid these four special bots inside Astro's Playroom. So you'll have to basically play the game to see that. So that's also something we can all jump into.
I'll go back and get those just to get them because I enjoyed Astro's Playroom.
So the first one is in a this GPU jungle area. So this is the new, because I don't remember this
mission. I don't remember anything about the game, so.
This mission at all. So it must be some new DLC added in there, but it looks cool. All right, so this one I saw online. It's mod. It's not a real thing, but someone modded. They made a PlayStation 5 pizza oven kit.
My God.
It sold for $6,500. Here, I'm going to pull the image up for you.
It like heats one slice of pizza with the fans.
Yeah, but it has to be a certain size.
That's ridiculous.
I think it's just fun.
That's out of control.
Yeah, PlayStation 5 developmental kit. I saw that and I thought it was.
I like that somebody woke up and was like, you know what? I'm upset about my PlayStation not doing is cooking a single slice of pizza.
Yeah, look, then they have the spatula with the PlayStation logo on it.
Yeah, that's out of control.
Yep. It sold over in Europe for $6,500. More in America, it'd be $6,500. All right. Back when I was telling you, Summoner, there's a little article. So PlayStation 2 had a game come out when you bought a certain PlayStation 2, like a collector's edition, like the second wave. You got a game called Summoner. It was really, really popular, and they never did anything after that. Apparently, it's coming back to PlayStation 4 and 5.
I know Summoner is a fan favorite. I've never played it. You know, nostalgia's everywhere right now. Everything's being remade and brought back out, and so it's good for the Summoner fans, but one thing I will tell people that they don't think about, this is all bad for the collecting market.
Yeah.
As things come back out, typically values go down.
Or sometimes it helps one game. It might help a game go up because people want it.
Yeah, sometimes it does. People say, I want the original now that I've played it again. But a lot of times it just drives value down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a game coming out called Wu One of Six Beauties. It's this Chinese dating sim. So basically, you play as a character who goes around on this dating website or dating game.
Is it called Love Is All Around?
Yep.
That's the name of the game?
Yep, Love Is All Around.
And you have six ladies. This is like the Bachelor.
Yep.
But you control it.
And I don't know if I guess it's going to be, I saw it and I was like, is this, they're really going to make a game? Who's going to really buy it? But I know people are going to buy it.
I'm thinking about buying it. Who can, do you control the gentlemen or do you control the ladies?
You control the gentlemen.
Okay. And the ladies are trying to woo you.
Yeah. So a fair, when you assume the role of apparent alpha male, GU.
Jesus. Alpha male. That's great. Roll me a little video while you're talking on this.
We'll require you to use newfound Riz.
Oh my gosh. I'm so upset that this write-up has Riz in it.
But it looks like...
Oh, he's getting dressed right now? He's picking the fit? And
the people are like live action.
Oh, it's live action.
Yeah.
I would play this. It looks over the top ridiculous.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm playing a dating game. Why are you playing a dating game?
Yeah, when somebody walks in on you and you're doing this, it may be a bad look.
So you got to pick.
Do you eliminate them one by one or you just pick the one that's for you?
I don't know. I guess you go on dates with them. Yeah, you're going. She's out drinking and you're walking.
I'll buy this because you'll be able to sell this in the future for like she's eating something that's like gooey. You'll be able to sell this for $1 billion because no one bought it because it's gross.
Mm-hmm. Love is all around.
Is it coming out here?
Yeah.
God, I'll scoop that up. I hope they do a physical release.
It's already a PC game.
I hope they do a physical release for it.
It's $10 on Steam.
See if you can find a rating. Scroll down. Do you see the rating anywhere?
No. Recent ratings, very positive, very positive.
Yeah, people like it.
3,500 reviews, 94%.
Oh, yeah, people like this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to scoop it up. I'm going to play it. I'll report back to you guys. I'll tell you why this thing will do really great, or why it has done great on PC, because there's probably a ton of people streaming it. I'm uninformed about it, but that's probably what's happening.
It's announced August 7th.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. I'll see what happens. Now, what about you?
If there's a physical version, I'd get it for the collecting aspect of it.
Yeah. Physical would be cool to have for that.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to saran wrap and put it away.
You wouldn't play it?
I'd probably not.
You wouldn't enjoy it?
Probably not. Well, Steam is going for $9.99, so maybe I'll get it on that. I have a collector's edition. All right, so this one came out. Nike has teamed up with Tekken 8 to come up with some sneakers. Always liked the collector where I was a sneakerhead, but I like the box. Comes in.
Packaging's cool. I guess the shoes look fine. They're not for me.
Yeah, there's just some foam. If you're into Nikes, they're called Foam Pods. It's a very collectible shoe. And if I saw this shoe, I wouldn't be one to go out there and get it, but it's a Tekken 8 version.
The packaging is good.
Mm-hmm. All right, some Xbox news. Got a little bit. Game Pass is actually getting a price increase.
Right.
They're changing their standard subscription model. So the $14.99 or $16.99 a month was going to $19.99 a month, and then there's $9.99 a month that's going to go to $11.99 a month. So there's only the two smaller versions, but they're. You have Ultimate Game Pass, the Standard Pass, and the Core, and each one gives you more stuff. So the Ultimate Game Pass is, of course, the better one. You get the EA membership, the cloud gaming, the perks. Just more money. Just trying to get more money out of people. But, I mean, people are paying for it.
Well, they've got to do something. I mean, it can't sustain like it is.
Yeah. I just saw that Walmart is doing their Walmart Plus half off, and then you get... Paramount Plus for free, which is $60. So you're paying $50 to get Paramount Plus for $10 off, which you get Showtime also on top of that. And you get Walmart Plus with it.
Walmart Plus was one of the best subscriptions that I ever tried. I love it. I get my groceries delivered every week for free. Mm. Just I shop on Friday night online and then they're here Saturday morning.
We might have to look into that. Anything else with it? Because I haven't really looked into it.
You get free, like, two-day shipping on things you buy from Walmart.com. You can get it's free delivery on anything $35 or higher. And then you can pay, like, if I wanted something for breakfast and didn't want to go out, I could pay $5 and have it delivered within 3 hours. And mine comes within an hour.
Oh, nice.
When I do that. And then you get Paramount Plus with it. And then there are some other perks, but not anything I've used. But when you go to the store, the biggest perk is you have Scan & Go.
Yeah.
And so you just walk in, scan everything, and then you go out of a special register, scan your barcode, and then you're done. So no more waiting in line, anything like that.
I did see something that one of the reviews were talking about that you can, if you want to return something, they'll send someone to come pick it up.
That could be true. I haven't done that yet, but there are a bunch of perks, but those are really the ones I've used. But it's well worth the money because it's like $7 a month or something.
Yeah. So we're probably going to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. So the Xbox Gaming is officially on Amazon Fire Stick. It's on there now. And I tell you what, it's been a big hit at work.
Yeah.
A couple of people don't have Xboxes. Only one person at work has an Xbox and everyone else has the Fire Sticks. And they've said they've downloaded and they've been playing. The one guy's got 5 kids and his kids are like going crazy over it.
So I'd like you to get this so that you can now play Xbox games with us.
Well, I may have the cube. I got to see if it works with the cube or not.
Because right now we're limited by the fact that everyone has Game Pass but you.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding us back.
I know.
We could be playing Party Animals together.
Well, I'll see about getting if I can get it on the cube, the Fire Cube. Because right now, in here, it doesn't say that. It's only the Fire Stick. It's
Fire Stick 4K Pro or something.
Fire Stick 4K, which those will be on sale on Prime Day, so maybe.
Yeah, Prime Day is coming up. I may even look into a new one too. I have the Fire Cube as well, but I think there's something wrong with mine.
I think my it's Echo Show 8 is acting up weird because we'll ask it to do stuff and it just does the other opposite.
Well, see, I'll talk to the Fire Cube and it'll act like it responds, but no volume comes out of it.
All right. One more Xbox news. An Xbox fan missed out on winning a custom Xbox. It's a Barbie edition.
That console was awesome.
Yeah.
It comes like in a little Malibu beach house and the Xbox is like at the bottom of it. It's bright pink. It's branded. The controllers. That's an awesome console.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, Barbie. I was trying to see if it says, so it can't, they gave it away in 2023. I guess the person missed out on it. Messages. Oh, he had 48 hours to respond and he did, almost missed it.
He almost missed it or he missed
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, he forfeited off. Yeah, I'm trying to read.
Because that would be terrible to miss out on it.
Oh, no, he did miss it. He missed out on it. He didn't check. Yeah, he didn't check his DM.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. So does it go to somebody else or what happens to it then?
I don't know, but that would suck to be the person. That is awesome. The resale would also be incredible on that. You hold that till the next Barbie movie comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And enlist it, or you just hold it forever.
All right, so in Japan, they're doing the McDonald's Happy Meal, and here's some of the little toys you get with it.
They ought to bring those here.
Yeah, it would do great here.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. The Animal Crossing, we've talked about Animal Crossing. Right now, currently, the Switch Lite is on sale with an Animal Crossing bundle with it. And it's only $200. Right now, it's on sale for $159. And it's Walmart, Target, Amazon, they all have it.
So did you ever do the, I know that you're talking about the Switch. Did you ever do the Animal Crossing Lego?
No, I did not get it.
I saw them in the store the other day, and it took everything I had not to get the store.
Yeah.
If
they go on sale and I walk by and I see it, I probably will grab it.
That's what my problem was. My problem was that it was in front of me because when I look at it online, I don't have any desire.
Mm-hmm.
But when his store was in front of me, I was like, I kind of want it.
So one of the retail stores I went to, I got the poly bag, the little.
What's in the poly bag? Pull that up for me.
Yeah, I got this.
I should get the poly bag.
Yeah, so I got that. I'm thinking about maybe getting another one because I kind of want to open it up and display it.
Yeah, I kind of want Tom Nook's store. I'm not going to lie. I do not like the set. I want a real Tom Nook store, but I kind of want it.
Mm-hmm.
What I want is for them to make an actual like collector's Tom Nook store that's detailed and nice and big and a full store.
Yeah.
These are like the Mario ones they're made to play with.
Yep.
No, I'm not a child, though.
Yeah, so I only want Nook's Cranny. I don't want the other
store
stuff goes with it.
You have to buy two Nook's Cranny and then some blocks, and then you could build one store.
Yeah, you could. All right, so. Then, let's see. Ubisoft unveiled Beyond Good and Evil 20th anniversary. They're doing a physical release of it, and it's a collector's.
I guess they're still making Beyond Good and Evil 2 also.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's been 8,000 years.
This is what you get with it. You get a metal pin, a little hover statue, a little camera.
The hovercraft statue is cool.
If you're a Beyond, I like the Switch edition, the box. It's like the red up there.
Yeah, I'm not a Beyond Good and Evil person. Yeah, I messed with it some, but I'm not. It doesn't hold a special place for me.
I like collector's edition stuff. And I saw these online. These Piranha Plant slippers, and you put them inside the.
they come with like a storage tube.
Yeah.
Those are bizarre.
I like the branding of it. It's only $12.98, and then if you want to do some socks with it, you can get socks for $15.98.
I gotta assume that those are like unlicensed.
Yeah.
They are a set of slippers that slide in a tube that make a piranha plant when they're in there. They're cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the last but not least, we're going to do some Lego news, but the only Lego news, it's just something I saw on there with us. So there's this display case right here, minifigure display. It's 5 levels, you hold 50, and it has LED lights in it.
It's cool looking.
And this is from a company that makes these. I was watching a Lego YouTube video where a guy goes around stores and they had this on there at his store that they sell. So I was like, that's pretty cool. It's called Brick and Minifigure Stores, and it's something they carry in their stores. So if you guys have a Brick and Minifigure store around you, there's several hundred in the United States. They have these display cases. And this one I'm showing you here, holds 80 minifigures.
It looks good when it's lit.
And it's not bad. I mean, it's you can get on eBay.
Does it run on batteries?
Let's see.
There are no cords in the
Description.
video, so I assume that it does.
Batteries required, 3 AA.
Yeah. So you just turn it on when you want.
Which I like that. I'm probably gonna get me one because I have some of the other ones. I don't have enough. I have more minifigures than I have display cases. And this
Yeah.
right here would definitely cover all of mine. All right, but that's all I had for today.
That's all I have too.
All right, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact us on our social at game_stitch or follow me at Ho F and Show or message me. That was episode 597. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.